This is Passport to Texas. When driving, have you ever spied something ahead of you in the road and thought it was a shadow, but once you got closer, you realized it was a turtle? I have seen the outcome of turtle car collisions, and the turtle never wins.
So, what should you do if you find a turtle in the road?
That's exactly my question to you, herpetologist Andy Glusenkamp. What do you do?
My advice is, if conditions allow and it's safe to do so, move the turtle in the direction it was going, but don't do anything that would put you or the turtle at risk.
If it's dark or rainy outside, or if you're on a busy road where drivers may not see you until it's too late, as much as it might pain you, leave the turtle. Don't risk it. But why are turtles crossing the road?
You may find female turtles crossing the road, either going to or coming from laying eggs. Or later in the season, you may find hatchlings crossing the road, returning to water.
Andy Glusenkamp demonstrates the safest way to move a turtle from the road during a segment on the Texas Parks and Wildlife PBS TV series the week of November 16th. Don't miss it. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and is funded by your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuel. We record our series at the Block House, and Joel Block engineers our program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.